It's when the sanctuary invites locals to come by and help the deer, rabbits, birds, and other wild animals on the land get ready for winter.
Days like today really remind us of the opportunities and obligations that we have to care for the animals that we share the earth with.
Jenny Hubbard is Catherine's mom, and she oversees the sanctuary. Dozens of families and children are here. They're on hay rides, building bird feeders, and exploring a kid-sized replica of a nest rabbits use to keep warm in the winter.
Kids can run around and just be kids. We just love it. The meadows are all hayed. It's a special day.
One of the most popular attractions is a pumpkin catapult. Kids line up to drop in a pumpkin and watch it launch off into a nearby field.
Three, two, one.
Big pull.
Pull, 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 Jackie.
The pumpkins that people have for Thanksgiving don't need to go to the dump. They don't need to go into garbage cans. They can actually go into our meadows, and they help feed the animals over winter.
This land once belonged to the state of Connecticut, which gave it to the Hubbard Family Foundation in 2014. A local animal rescue center had a suggestion for them. Use the land to build an animal sanctuary.
We weren't real sure what that meant. And when they described it as a place where children will be able to look into the eyes of animals and see their innate beauty, we knew it was exactly what Catherine would want.
Catherine was in love with animals from the moment she got her first rescue dog.
She would tell us that she was going to start an animal rescue. She made business cards in kindergarten and told us that she was going to care for all of the animals.
Jenny Hubbard says Catherine didn't discriminate. If you asked her what her favorite animal was, she'd say, all the animals.
She would catch insects or butterflies, and she would send them off with a question of asking them if they would go tell their friends that she was kind. And her thought was that if the animals knew that they were safe, that she was kind, that they would come back in droves. They would bring their friends back. And not surprisingly, they always, always did.
Those words, tell your friends that I am kind, they've been adopted as a kind of slogan, and they greet visitors to the sanctuary land. Hubbard has thought a lot about what the past 5 years have meant to her. More than anything, she says they've been a lesson in kindness. That's what she sees in the support from people in Newtown and around the world who've donated time or money or care to help the families who lost someone on December 14th, 2012.
The compassion and the kindness that was given to us over the past 5 years is so important in a world that's hurting and in a world that's just bombarded with messages of tragedy and despair.
Hubbard says the best way for those who want to remember Catherine and the others who lost their lives that day is to spread that kindness, whether it's to people or animals.
Putting a bird feeder outside or bringing milk bones to an animal rescue or just being nice to someone at lunch. We felt like we can give forward the kindness and compassion and encourage what's been given to us.
Hubbard has plans for the sanctuary to offer a shelter, a vet clinic, and a wildlife rehabilitation program. It's taken a while to raise funds, but she hopes they can break ground next year. For the New England News Collaborative, I'm Davis Donovan in Connecticut.